You're listening to D&D Doo-Doo, a family-friendly tale with dice, where three beautifully bonkers adventurers solve problems with kindness, chaos, and a bit of good old goblin nonsense.
D&D Doo-Doop.
D&D Doo-Doop.
D&D Doo-Doop.
Hi everybody, it's me, Fiffa. Watch yourself. Duck down behind this wagon so you don't get splatted with goo. I'll catch you up, we think. Basically, it's all the pot. We were doing really well at getting rid of the spit moulds. We blasted the archers and nicked the witch bolted them that had got stuck round the stone elemental. And the ones dropping from the ceiling were quite frankly useless. But then this big green Goliath comes dragging itself into the cavern on its elbows. It's over there. And it's causing havoc. Spit molds flying off it when we thump it. And it's firing giant cannonball globules of acidic goo from its mouth. My buddies, Nix the Goblin, Tack the Kobold and his emotional support boulder are right up there, in the mix, as Nix likes to say, meaning up close. And as such, they've taken quite a bit of damage. I'm not in the mix. I'm back here eating crabbits with you. But I think I better shift myself soon. The stone elemental just needs one more ritual point to complete her spell, all right? So we need to keep Goliath at bay until then. What do you reckon? Can we D&D do it?
D&D doop.
D&D doop.
D&D. How's Nix looking?
Nix is currently on 11 hit points, down from 21.
Okay.
So he's sizzling at the sides.
I think you've still got advantage due to Draconic Roar, because that's until the end of this round now.
Wicked. Right, Nix is going to square up to the big pile of goo. Nix would like to cast Thunder Wave, which is a 15-foot cube. Mm-hmm. So would the ones that came off Goliath be within that 15-foot cube if I was, like, attacking?
I think so. You went and got right up in the mix, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think you can get the Goliath.
Nice.
You can get the two that have just come off the Goliath, and you can get one of the ones that's behind you.
Right then. Nix starts powering up and all this sort of like orange shimmering electrical energy starts coming up in, and he just plants his feet in the ground. A 15-foot cube of thunder energy sweeps out from Nix. Cool. Alright, so it's a con save for the Goliath and the other two goos.
Right. Ooh. Out of the box. 7.
No. Spell save DC is 12.
So the energy builds and builds, this crackling electrically charged, imbued with the wild magic of the swamp, and then suddenly rips and bursts from Nix, slams into the Goliath.
There you go. Have some thunder in your face.
Forcing it back away down to the far end of the cavern and 10 feet away from the stone elemental, which means it cannot directly strike the elemental in its next turn. It would have to drag itself back. And does how much damage?
Six.
Six damage. Brilliant.
What about the other two?
So they need to do 16.
Yeah, that'll pass.
Really?
Yeah.
What was your con save?
It's 12.
Yeah. And a natural one. So one just sublimates into a ball of green mist.
So,
and the other one manages to dodge out of the way, but it's used. Its Victorian moustache singes up and shrivels.
So that one takes half damage.
Takes half damage. Yeah. It's gone. Right. It's just a green smear. Brilliant, okay.
And I think Nix is going to take... I'm running low on my spell energy here.
Yeah.
I think he's just going to move back from like the main group and just get back behind the stone elemental and sort of ready for another sort of round of protection.
Brilliant. Have you got any bonus actions?
Nothing I want to take.
Fair enough. Right, so now it's the disruptors. So we have the one that's on Tack's head still. Tack probably really needs to do something about this. So that one is going to go for... It's going to go for Fiffa this time. And misses. Spits a gob of goo, but with Tack moving around so much, he aims wide.
Keep moving, Tack.
And then there's the two which have dropped from the ceiling. And they're going to go for Fiffa. 15. That hits. 7. That misses. So one hits. Oh, 4. Another 4 points of damage on Fiffa. Oh, for heaven's sake. That, this is getting beyond a joke now.
How are you looking, Fiffa?
Well, she's on 9. Okay. I'm not looking great. So now it's Fiffa. I've had enough. She's going to swing round. She was sort of pointing towards the Goliath, but she's going to try and get rid of these little spit moulds. These guys are just holding us back. I think she's going to go for the one on Tack's head. Tack, will you just stand still? And she's going to jab the pitchfork at him. And Tack's like, my eyes!
Be careful, Fiffa. Aim high.
14. She hits. She gets it. She's doing this two-handed, so would you mind rolling me a d8?
Yep.
Please.
2.
That's enough. It pierces the spit mould and it just kind of pops and oozes down over Tack's face like some really bad hair gel. So that's her action. She hasn't got any bardics left. Is she going to move? No, she's not going to move. She's going to stay because she's going to go for these other two spit moulds. That's my skill set. I'm really good at bashing them.
Pop them.
Then it's Tack. Well, Tack has this greenish hair gel sliding down the sides of his face. He looks like a respectable young kobold who's had his hair slicked back for some kind of family occasion.
Gone a bit too heavy on the gel.
Thanks, Fiffa. So he's going to get advantage. He's going to get his pack tactics. Yes, I think you're onto something, Fiffa. I'm going to go for these two near us. He's got Blade Ward.
Okay.
Which he hasn't used yet, but that's resistance to bludgeoning, piercing and slash damage, so it wouldn't really be any use.
No, there'd be no point. What are the lights? Dancing lights?
Yeah, he's got dancing lights.
Is that one that he can put on a creature for advantage, or is it just light?
No, it's just light, one. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm thinking of fairy fire or something.
Yeah, so he's just going to go for one of those spit moulds with advantage, which is just as well. He got a 2 and an 8. Plus 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Just does it.
Yeah.
And can he do sneak attack again?
So
he can do that every time, can't he? So
yeah. Well, as long as he's near, yeah, he can once per turn.
Because he's by Fiffa.
Yeah.
He's just had a pitchfork coming at him at speed. Yeah, he's got him anyway with the D6. Splat goes that spit mould. So there is just one spit mould by the snack van.
We're clearing them out.
And the Goliath.
Apart from that one. Clearing the rest out.
Yes, we always use it in military school. You've got to clear out the ranged attacks.
Well.
Clear out the little guys. I always hated that lesson. It just felt really, I don't know. Yeah.
Aren't we the little guys?
Well, that's the problem I had, you see. If we follow that logic, why do you want us to go out here? Because all our enemies are bigger than us.
We're the first to go.
Yes, well, that's what Bathanax wanted, so... Off we went.
Yeah.
So he's just going to hide. He's going to duck down from the Goliath. And then it's the boulder.
Come on, boulder.
Who's looking the peakiest now? The boulder's doing a bit better.
Well, I think Fiffa seemed a bit low.
Looking at Tack. No, Tack's not so bad.
Nyx is on 11, but I think Fiffa's lower.
Yeah.
Fiffa's in the danger zone.
Yeah, Fiffa's on 9. So Tack's going to be... Boulder, can you do anything for Fiffa? She's looking really crisp. And the boulder starts spinning round on its point, glowing with an inner light that swells and swells and then bursts and delivers Fiffa some healing. 4 points of healing.
Great.
Oh, that's a bit better, that is. Thank you. You're not bad, you. You've got skills, haven't you? 13.
Yeah.
Okay. Other than that, the boulder's going to stay put with Tack. So it's top of the initiative order again. Goliath's go. Well, it's been sent backwards towards the back of the chamber and so can't actually strike at the stone elemental. So it's going to draw itself up to do another cannonball of goo. Again, it swells and its mouth just bulges, draws back, and then boom, out comes this huge ball of green nastiness.
Ugh. Get some cover, peeps.
8 plus 4, 8, 9. So that's 12. Again, it's going for the stone elemental.
Oh.
But misses. It sails over her shoulder and splats off at the side of the cavern. I'm going to roll to see if it spawns any more goos.
Right. I need a goo-free holiday after all this.
Yeah. 4. Another 4. But they're some distance away, so they're going to take a round to get to you.
All right.
Unless you go to them.
No, thanks.
Nix Gobbo.
All right. Here we are.
Yeah, you've done a big spell, haven't you? You've done your Thunder Wave.
Yeah, it's the last one that he used was Thunder Wave.
Well, I think the magical energy within you is a proper mixed up brew going on inside you at the moment. So I think it's time to do another wild magic surge. And I think you're on a 1, 2, 3, or 4 will trigger a wild magic surge this time.
I thought it was like a 1 to 10 or something.
Yeah, you would.
Ready to pop. 50-50 chance. Who knows what's going to happen?
Well, you could try and roll to fail if you want.
So 1 to 4 for a surge.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a 4.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
You just can't keep it in.
It's escaping.
And it builds and builds.
Oh, my word.
And I'm going to have to go and get me chart. Hang on.
All right. We'll release the wild. Sorry, not sorry, everyone.
Oh, it's happening. Is this that thing that he does? What is that thing? Take cover! So if you roll another d20.
Alright.
I have no control over this.
This is really inconvenient.
Nix is really inconvenient. It's a 15.
Okay.
But is it good? Is it bad? What's gonna
happen? The static builds and crackles. Your mohawk sparks orange bright lights that glitter and fall to the ground like they're from sparklers. And some distance away, you can see this green swampy light start to build. And then you can make out a figure within the glowing light. Which coalesces into, you see, a human. Very rare. Very rare in Meraki. You've only met one before.
What are you doing coming out of the swampy fog?
She's got a beret. She's got a white baggy shirt. And then like some dungarees over the top. And right. She's holding a paintbrush and a palette.
All right.
What on earth?
All right.
Where am I? What's going on?
You're in a cave.
God, it's dark. I can hardly see.
What are you doing?
Tack's
going
to do dancing lights for her. Oh.
Oh,
my God, what's that? And she...
It's a goo scrambles. Monster, that is.
Yeah, she drops a palette and a paintbrush and she just starts running.
Oh, dear.
It was summon an NPC. So right. You've got an artist.
Oh.
She's just legging it.
Look, don't run too far. It's dangerous around here. You ought to stay close. Oh, dear. A broken reality.
Hey, ho. Where are you going?
Don't run off. It's dangerous around here.
Have you got anything on you, love? Anything useful? Like, I don't know. Have you got any, like, powder bombs or, I don't know, like, a whip. A whip would be quite good or, I don't know, anything
well,
to sort of,
cool.
Like, really basic, like a sword. What use are you to us?
What have you got? What have you got?
She just stares in absolute confounded confusion as to why. She's like, I don't have any weapons. I'm an artist. I was working on a painting.
Right, well... You might want to, capture our heroic deeds in paint.
Do you want anyone to do a persuasion roll?
Yeah. Well, I'll just be like, well, get over here and get some cover. I've got a sword on me.
Right, so do you want to do persuasion or intimidation?
I'll do persuasion.
Okay, got to get DC 15.
All right, I get a plus 4. I got a 7.
Are you insane? What are you?
Where are you from? Never seen a gobbo before.
She stares.
Well, here I am in the flesh.
Fifa's gonna try a deception roll on not deception, intimidation roll on her. Not you, just stay put and help. Muck in like the rest of us. 18. Oh, okay.
Yeah, listen to the wolf.
So she sort of slightly sheepishly walks back and who's got a weapon for her?
I've got, what have I got? I've got a short sword from Sawley.
Brilliant. She can use that then if you want.
Yeah, I'll just fling it in her direction.
Okay.
As a object interaction.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, cool. I'll throw it on the ground as close as I can.
Thank you. I'm Annabelle, by the way.
All right, Annabelle. Welcome
to
Annabelle. The battle.
Hi, Annabelle. Try not to die.
You got any magic about you?
No, I'm an artist. I paint.
Well, you could be a magical artist. Like paint things and they like come to life and stuff. That'd be well cool, wouldn't it?
Something in her just kind of breaks.
Oh, bless. I want to check out your artwork. I bet it's really good. Anyway, I've got to do a thing. You look after yourself. Keep dodging, yeah?
Okay.
And then, you know, many ends make light work. And then we'll have a chat later.
Right. I'm sure this will all make sense.
Okay. Oh, dear. Well, sorry about this. It could have been worse. It could have been better, you know.
Mm.
Swings and roundabouts, isn't it?
Swings and roundabouts.
I'm going to use my witch bolt.
Well, you can't... Is the witch bolt what you're casting it again, or you're just taking your automatic points from it?
I'm casting it again.
Understood. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's no concentration going on. That went earlier.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to throw up another stick of burnt lightning bolt charred wood down the etch.
There he goes. Stand back, everybody. Annabelle, just mind yourself with your lovely blouse.
It's going to fire witch bolt at the big green goop. Okay. It's going to do this. I think I need to declare it beforehand. It's going to do it as a twinned spell. So twin spell is going to attack the Goliath, and he's going to attack the closest spit mold.
Going to split the lightning off into two arcs.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. So the closest one will be the one by the snack van.
All right.
Yeah.
So I get plus 4 to this. I need to beat AC. Come on. Okay. So that's 17 total.
That hits.
All right, so that's 1d12 lightning damage.
Would you roll me a d12?
Yes. That is a 9.
It roars and twists.
And then I'm going to go for the one next to the Craggart cart. Oi, you two. There's more where that came from.
I'm just going to roll to see if any more spit moulds come off it.
All right.
That's another 3.
Ooh. They're coming out everywhere. What do you think we just need to, like, go at this giant one?
Every time we hit it, it makes more.
Yeah, I know, but,
I
like,
thought we
it's
were supposed to be playing for time so she could finish a ritual thing. I don't know. I'll do what you like. Annabelle, this is how it is. Just got to kind of roll with it. I'll just doing grand.
All right, well, I'll get whacking the one next to the, by the snack man. So, roll to hit. That's 19.
Definitely hits. Roll for damage.
7.
Gone.
Oh, actually, I did that as a second level, which causes an extra d12 per level.
Well, the spit mold's gone, but so that could be some extra for the goo liar.
Yeah, so more damage for the goo.
Yeah.
10.
It's incredible. It's looking pretty beaten up now.
Right. All right.
I'll let you off that it won't have to roll for extra spit mold. Okay.
Well, that was damage on top of the original damage. So.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course.
Not
yeah.
like another attack, so.
Well, can't blame you for trying.
No more goo.
Right, it's Fifa.
Right. Oh, and one sec. Yeah. So I'm getting pretty depleted here, especially after bringing a artist into our little bit of reality here. So Nyx is going to use his sorcery points, so two sorcery points to create one first level spell.
That's nifty. Wow, we're really using everything this time.
Oh, man. He's only got one level one spell slot and one level two
right, okay.
left. Then he's out.
Is that Nyx done?
Nyx is done.
Right then. Right, let's have a go then. So, oh, mummy, there's another three now. So, Annabelle, watch me. This is what we're trying to do.
And she lowers her pitchfork and she's going to go for the new three splatted off the Goliath. Go for one of them. 15, she hits. Pitchfork. Would you roll me the D8, please?
Yep, rolling. So, D8, 6.
Splat. Is that one gone? She's got one slot left. Oh, so she could do another cure wounds.
Oh yeah.
So she's going to cure wounds at Nyx.
Oh yes, please.
Could you roll me a D8 and add 5, please?
Yep. That's 12.
There you go, 12 hit points back. And that's her out of spells now. I've still got friends, though. If Annabelle makes a break for it, I'll use that on her, all right.
Yeah. Don't let her go off on her own, whatever you do. I don't think she's ready.
This isn't...
We barely know what we're doing.
Just my turn. Tech was hiding.
You got his tech.
He's going to... For his movement, he's going to go to the four spit molds that were splatted off the Goliath not long ago, so he can get stuck into those. That's his movement, and then he's going to attack one with his short sword. No, and he misses. Oh, hang on. Oh, and he won't have pack tactics because he's just moved away, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, blow it. Must remember.
Well, I think as a familiar, I think the boulder should probably be going on Tack's turn, and then they can be working together as a...
Yes. Oh, well, yes, team. I've got him. I've got the boulder straight after, but it would be the same time. So we can take the help action from the boulder then to roll that advantage.
Cool.
Okay, come on. Thanks, boulder. Rolls a 2 that time. Nope, misses. Dice gods want to miss. So yeah, that be. Is... So he's just missed twice. And he's just going to fall to the floor and go like, this is just typical. And he's doing his grovel cower beg. And all the spit molds stop and look at him really confused. And that gives advantage to attack rolls against foes within 10 feet.
Nice. Thanks, Tech.
Please don't hurt me. Well, don't hurt me. Oh, I've bitten off more than I can chew. But then, Nyx, if you just roll a perception...
13.
You notice that Tack's got his head in his hands, but you just see him look at you and give you a wink.
Crafty. <Yeah. laughs> You really are a rogue.
So that's a boulder. The boulder is going to attack one. 2 misses. And I don't think he can do anything else. Oh, advantage if an ally is within 5 feet of the target. Well, Tack is.
Oh, so nice.
He gets advantage as well. That's They help each other out.
Yeah.
It cuts both ways.
Yeah.
Right.
Go on, Boulder. Give him a whack.
16. Yes. Well done, Boulder.
Yeah.
He's had a tricky battle this time.
Yes.
So he does his bash. Do you want to be the roller? 1d4 plus 2.
All right. Come on. Oh, yeah. That's a 5 total.
Brilliant. Splat. It's Annabelle's turn.
You got this, Annabelle.
I was really in the zone. Do you realise?
Oh, that's tricky when you're like mid-paint and you're just like zapped and like teleported to a completely different space and time.
I've got, I'm paying the model by the hour. Anyway, right, okay, so I've got this short sword, so I'll go for... Well, I suppose I'll go for this one then, shall I?
Yeah, that's great.
She's got advantage as well because of Grovel Cower Bag. 19. Hey. Short sword, what does she roll? 1d6, I think.
It's 1d6 damage.
Yeah, go on, 1d6.
5.
Splat.
That was a great swing. Are you sure you're an artist, or do you want to, like, multitask to being a warrior?
Like an artist fighter sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Welcome to the group anyway.
Well, sorry, well, thank you. Like... It's lovely. I mean, I just wish we'd met under different circumstances, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
you could have asked.
It's all my fault. Like, I'll take, you know, it's my responsibility. We'll get you back to where you need to go.
I did need a holiday. Stone Elemental's turn. And the Goliath is advancing towards her, and is it's the Goliath's turn after the Stone Elementals, and you can already see that it's swinging round one of its elbows, ready to strike its elbow. And by now, the whole cavern is shaking with these two building harmonious notes, sets into the perfect chord that was needed by the ritual. And if the Goliath's goo cannon had struck her, then it would have cancelled out her ritual magic. But it missed her and it sailed over her shoulder. So doing, she is able to gather the third note that she needs for the chord. All three of them ring out in the whole chamber. Everything shakes. All notes coalesce into a beautiful ancient chord of power, swelling until the chord peaks. And as you watch her, you can see that she is shaking with effort, and that the stones within her form are grinding within each other. This is taking a huge amount of power and concentration and willpower. I think Nyx and Fifa, being sensitive to magic, you can tell that she is grappling with something really huge that's really stretching her to her limits. The chord peaks and then tips. Silence, like the space between notes magnified beyond comprehension, and for the tiniest moment the cavern seems to pull inward as though all the stone is inhaling at once. And in that moment of silence, you, Nyx, you hear something, a very low
what?
A faint vibration ripples through your bones, the kind of low, tight hum you feel more than hear, and then a pulse detonates. For an instant, all the purple crystal networks within the cavern stone blaze, and they connect together like lightning. You can see it's almost like vein work all over the stones. All the little runnels of purple crystal all light up at the same time. And the stone elemental glows from within, and a pulse of sheer elemental earth energy blasts from her form straight towards the Goliath. The goo spit mould is rearing up already, ready to slam its elbow down into her, and gives a furious screech. And then it is struck by the thunderclap. And it instantly liquefies into a rain of thick, gloopy goo globules that spray against the cavern wall before running down and puddling on the floor. This wave of energy drives out from around the stone elemental, and it takes in the Goliath, also obliterates the remaining spit molds. And also, it covers Annabelle in a wave of light, like she's inside this egg of electrical energy. She flickers and disappears.
Leave the sword, Annabelle, will ya?
I'm going to roll.
Oh, no.
I think that's only fair, since you insisted on having a wild magic sword. No, fair. 1 to 10, the sword disappears with her. Nat 20! Clang!
Hey.
The sword falls to the ground and just has a few little hairline static electric arcs playing over it.
Cheers, Annabelle.
Go start.
It was great meeting you.
You just hear, next time ask.
Yeah, maybe see you around one day. Thanks for the sword. I really like that sword. Good luck with the painting. We're still alive. Well done, everyone.
Fiffa scrambles through the chamber, up onto different tiers of the burrow, stopping to look into each doorway and tunnel entrance.
Hello? Hello? Where is everybody? You can come out now. Are you okay?
But no one comes out. You notice, Nyx, that everything is covered with a dried film of spit mould goo. It's like a slug trail that's dried on the kitchen floor.
Yeah.
Everything's green and tacky to the touch.
So this is like old goo that's congealed and dried up.
I think so. It looks like the spit moulds have been all over this bit for a while.
You've been looking at Fiffa, but you hear a rumble, then a clatter and a bash, and you spin round to see the stone elemental is in mid-collapse, all its large chunks of stone falling to the ground in a pile, leaving some stones rocking. The light that had glowed from the stone like sunlight reflecting from the moon fades and disappears. You all stand in shock.
Crikey.
Is it all right?
Oh, I don't know. Never seen that before. Let's go and have a look, all right?
Mm-hmm.